You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Far the west, parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi have been under advisories. North Texas got glazed by freezing rain on Monday, snarling traffic and scrambling airline schedules. A single mother of four young children who lives in a small North Carolina town is one of three winners in the $564 million jackpot drawn earlier this month. Marie Holmes will take a lump sum payment of about $88 million after taxes.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
A California congressman wants a hearing on a superbug outbreak. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports.
Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu is asking the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to look into what the Food and Drug Administration is doing to prevent more superbug infections after a deadly outbreak at a Los Angeles hospital linked to tainted medical scopes. There have been similar outbreaks in three other hospitals in recent years. The FDA issued an alert last week after seven patients at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center got infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria known as carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE. Two people died. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
UCLA says it properly cleaned the devices known as duodenoscopes. The FDA has acknowledged that the scopes can be hard to clean, but says pulling the devices off the market would prevent people from getting life-saving procedures. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Three small rockets carrying a secret project for the U.S. military are scheduled to launch into space before dawn Tuesday, and late-night sky watchers on the East Coast may be able to see them. As part of an undisclosed project by the Department of Defense, DOD, three Terrier Oriole suborbital rockets are scheduled to launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia between 12:30 and 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. According to the news release from NASA, the rockets will reach altitudes that should make them visible from southern New Jersey down to the northeast corner of North Carolina. All three rockets are scheduled to launch within a one-minute window on Tuesday morning. The DOD will not broadcast the launches or provide specific launch times, according to NASA. At the request of DOD project managers, no real launch time status updates will be available, NASA said in a statement. The launches will not be shown live on the internet, nor will the launch status updates be provided on social media once the countdown begins. The NASA Visitor Center at Wallops will not be open for viewing the launches. The launches were scheduled to take place on Monday morning, but they were delayed due to weather. Terrier Oriole rockets are frequently used for launching science experiments into suborbital flight. The rockets are not powerful enough to reach orbital altitudes. They can reach altitudes of up to 211 miles while carrying payloads of up to 1,500 pounds.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:07. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 10 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, calm winds. Today is February 24th, 2015, and lots of sunshine today. A high of 23, winds south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few clouds tonight, a low of 14, winds south-southwest at 5 to 10, and generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, a high of 35, winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Thursday, cloudy skies and then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 28. Partly cloudy and a high of 27 on Friday the 27th. Last day of February, mainly sunny, a high of 30. First day of March, some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon, a high of 38. Temperatures in our area right now. I have 10, obviously, in Flemington. I have, well, actually just changed to 11. 11 in Raritan, 10 in Quakertown, 15 in White House Station, 14 in Lebanon, 16 in Frenchtown, 12 in Ringos, and 16 in Lambertville. Stay tuned for Tech Today on HunChamberRadio.com. Chamberradio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners handles practical advice, hands-on assistance for business owners who never have time for his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on information and topics about technology. Segments will include news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on HunChamberRadio.com. You could email me at goodmorning@HunChamberRadio.com. Wouldn't be a good idea to call me in the studio today because I'm not there. But the normal studio number is 908-237-0410. And if you need to get in touch with me outside of the studio, My company website is bluepantherbiz.com. All right, it's another edition of Tech Today, and we've been talking about driverless cars. And who just got into the game but Apple? CNN Money reports that the Apple car, what we know, Apple hasn't admitted publicly that it wants to get into the auto industry, but there's plenty of evidence out there. It could be an actual Apple car, or perhaps just a sleek operating system for another company's car. Nobody knows yet. Apple has declined to comment on rumors and speculation, but here's a roundup of what we do know so far. In the last month, Apple has hired so many engineers from electric car battery maker A123 Systems that A123 has sued. It claims that Apple is playing dirty and on the verge of gutting the company. A123's lithium-ion batteries are currently found in several hybrid cars, including the BMW Active Hybrid series and Chevy Spark. There is an unmarked van loaded with cameras and sensors that's been driving around Brooklyn, another one just like it, just spotted in San Francisco's suburb of Concord. As it turns out, California's Department of Motor Vehicles has the one in Concord as registered and leased to Apple, according to CBS affiliate there. There was someone behind the wheel in both cases, but the sensors all over the car indicate that it was doing more than just Google-style street mapping, according to engineers familiar with self-driving cars. For nearly 6 years, Johan Ljunggren led research and development for Mercedes-Benz in North America. In September, he jumped ship to Apple, where he's now director of Mac Systems Engineering. Ljunggren's resume shows he specializes in building internet-connected cars and autonomous driving. Apple has scooped up dozens of executives and engineers from auto companies in recent years. According to publicly available employment records, it's also hired a number of recruiters from the leading electric car manufacturer Tesla. For example, one longtime engineer of Autoliv, a maker of car safety systems, just started working on a special projects group at Apple last month, records show. Tesla CEO Elon Musk acknowledged that he did meet with Apple's acquisitions chief last year following a San Francisco Chronicle article, but he wouldn't say what for. Quote, "We had conversations with Apple. I can't comment on whether those revolved around any acquisition," Musk recently told Bloomberg News anchor Betty Liu. A recent profile in The New Yorker was heavy on references to his tastes in cars. He owns a black Bentley Mulsanne and Aston Martin. We're talking about Joni Ivey, the Apple design guru. Every summer, he attends the Goodwood Festival of Speed Vintage Sports Car Exhibition in southern England, and he seems to sight of a Toyota, sees at the sight of a Toyota. So lots of anecdotal or disparate information there that are leading to the fact that somehow Apple is involved in automotives and secretly trying to keep it under wraps for as long as they can. But when you're that big a company with that big a balance sheet, people are going to find out, and it's starting to leak a little bit. But hey, what can be bad about that? Apple getting in the business of trying to help out with autonomous driving or operating systems for electric cars. Not a bad gig. So we'll find out. We'll keep you posted as we continue to see more. But that's the latest collection of information about what's going on with Apple. We're at 10:15. We're going to take a break, and I'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Just talked about Apple and their venturing into the possibility of autonomous driving vehicles, or at least electric cars. We'll see. Another thing that's going on is the world of YouTube and the fact that there's videos out there that kids shouldn't be getting into. And CNN Money reports that YouTube has a new app just for kids. It's written by Heather Kelly, and I'm looking for a date. I think it was yesterday. They put the dates in all different places on these articles, so they're hard to find. Google is releasing a sanitized YouTube app just for kids. Called YouTube Kids, the mobile app only plays age-appropriate videos and has a simplified design that even young children who can't read will be able to navigate. The app, which will carry ads, is available in the U.S. for Android and iOS devices. YouTube says it has seen nearly 200% growth in family entertainment over the past year. As its popularity with children has increased, so have concerns from parents. The site bans explicit sexual content. But there are dark corners of YouTube where kids can accidentally end up. There is a safety mode on the regular site and apps, but it's still easy for kids to stumble into inappropriate videos, or worse, read the comments. Parents have been asking us to make YouTube friendlier for kids and for families, said Shimit Benyar, the group product manager for YouTube Kids. The app only plays a heavily edited selection of videos. Since there is such a huge amount of new kids' content being posted daily, the app will also rely on the community to tag anything ill-suited for children. YouTube Kids is for watching only, so there is no ability to upload content or share or comment on the videos. Even the search function has been cleaned up. If a kid punches in a search item such as sex, the app will reply, "Try searching for something else." To accommodate toddlers, there's only minimal text in the graphics' heavy design, and kids can speak search terms instead of typing. When a video ends, the next will play automatically. A timer feature lets parents control how long their kids can use the app before it shuts down. Videos are divided into four categories. The shows section includes popular channels like Sesame Street and the Fuzzies, which are some of the big-name brands releasing new episodes for the launch. Music is stocked with videos, including the sing-along version of Let It Go, which has been viewed more than 345 million times. The app has taken into account kids' more peculiar YouTube obsessions with the learning and explore sections. Many children spend hours watching user-generated content, dance how-tos, or old gymnastics routines. There are Minecraft and walkthroughs, where a player narrates a video of their gameplay. On the wildly popular Disney Collector channels, a woman slowly unpacks toys such as princess figurines, describing each detail in a sing-songy voice. In addition to testing with kids and parents inside Google, YouTube shared the app with children's advocacy groups like the Family Online Safety Institute and the Internet Keep Safe Coalition. The free app will make its money from ads specifically targeted at kids. All the ads will undergo a rigorous review, according to Beignet. They comply with the COPPA, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which limits online tracking of anyone under 13. The app doesn't require users to log in. Well, I there's a lot of good things there. Obviously, you're not going to keep kids away from technology. I've done some other reports and studies that I've cited in the show that say that you should be limiting how much kids, even teens, are watching online content and using technology. So you need to be on top of that. It shouldn't be a babysitter, but certainly it certainly does open their eyes to the world that's outside and all the different options that are out there. There is a parental control on there. That's good. And if you're interested in more kid-related privacy content, we do a show on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, with sponsored by Privo. And so you can check that out. You can also check out Raising Conscious Kids Radio on Wednesdays as well. Kim Pramatic does a show where she's concerned about but making sure that kids are protected and getting quality viewing of information from the internet. So Hunter and Chamber Radio is trying to do their part, but YouTube and Google seem to be trying to achieve that as well. Now, talking about kids, but older kids now, an article from the Washington Post yesterday says, why digital natives prefer reading in print. Yes, you read that right. This article I found yesterday from the Washington Post, and it says that it's written by Michael S. Rosenwald on February 22nd, and it says that Frank Shambari loves books, printed books. He loves how they smell. He loves scribbling in the margins, underlining interesting sentences, folding a page corner to mark his place. Shambari is not a retiree who sips tea at Politics and Prose or some other bookstore. He is 20, a junior at American University, and paging through a thick history of Israel between classes. He is evidence of a peculiar irony of the internet age. Digital natives prefer reading to print. I like the feeling of it, Shambari said, reading under a natural light in a campus atrium, his smartphone next to him. I like holding it. It's not going off. It's not making sounds. Textbook makers, bookstore owners, and college student surveys all say millennials still strongly prefer print for pleasure and learning, a bias that surprises reading experts given the same group's proclivity to consume most other content digitally. A University of Washington pilot study of digital textbooks found that a quarter of students still bought print versions of e-textbooks that they were given for free. These are people who aren't supposed to remember what it's like to even smell books, said Naomi S. Barron, an American University linguist who studies digital communication. It's quite astounding. Earlier this month, Barron published Words on Screen, The Fate of Reading in a Digital World, a book which is hardcover and electronic that examines university students' preferences for print and explains the science of why dead tree versions are often superior to digital. Readers tend to skim on screens. Distraction is inevitable and comprehension suffers. In years of surveys, Barron asked students what they liked least about reading in print. Her favorite response, it takes me longer because I read more carefully. The preference for print over digital can be found in independent bookstores such as the Curious Iguana in downtown Frederick, Maryland, where owner Marlene England said millennials regularly tell her they prefer print because it's easier to follow stories. Pew studies show the highest print readership rates are among those ages 18 to 29, and the same age group is still using public libraries in large numbers. It can be seen in the struggle of college textbook makers to shift their businesses to more profitable e-versions. Don Kilburn, North American president of Pearson, the largest publisher in the world and the dominant player in education, said the move to digital doesn't look like a revolution right now. It looks like an evolution, and it's lumpy at best. And it can be seen more prominently in college campuses, where students still lug backpacks stuffed with books, even as they increasingly take notes or check Facebook on laptops during class. At American, Cooper Nordquist, a junior studying political science, is even willing to schlep around Alexis de Tocqueville's 900-plus page Democracy in America. I can't imagine reading or understanding him electronically, Nordquist said in between classes while checking his email. That would just be awful. Without having read Barron's book, he offered reasons for his print preference that squared with her findings. The most important one to him is building a physical map in my mind of where things are. Researchers say readers remember the location of information simply by page and text layout. That say, the key piece of dialogue was on the page early in the book with that one long paragraph and a smudge on the corner. Researchers think this plays a key role in the comprehension. But that is more difficult on screens, primarily because the time we devote to reading online is usually spent scanning and skimming, with few places or little time for mental markers. Barron cites research showing readers spend little more than 1 minute on web pages, and only 16% of people read word by word. That behavior can bleed into reading patterns when trying to tackle even lengthier texts on screen. I don't absorb as much, one student told Marin. Another said, it's harder to keep your place online. Another significant problem, especially for college students, is distraction. The lives of millennials are increasingly lived on screens. In her surveys, Barron writes that she found jaw-dropping results to the question of whether students were more likely to multitask in hard copy versus reading on screen. And hard copy was 1%, and reading on screen was 90%. Earlier this month, while speaking to sophomores about digital behavior, Barron brought up the problem of paying close attention while studying on screen. You just get too distracted, one student said. It's like if I finish a paragraph, I'll go on Tumblr, and then 3 hours later, you're still not done with reading. There are quirky, possibly lazy reasons many college students prefer print, too. They like renting textbooks that are already highlighted and have notes in the margins. Well, there's a great number of pieces of information in here, the first one being the distractibility of technology. The second one, which we talked about and is coincides with the day, is that you need to be a single tasker. And the third one is that apparently comprehension is very important. So there's a lot of different things here that students are learning, and they're starting to exhibit those trends, and it's not going according to plan. Surprise, surprise. We're at the halfway mark of Tech Today. I'm going to take a break, do the news and weather, and I'll be back with more of Tech Today right after the news and weather on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Senate Democrats aren't interested in a proposal by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who hopes to get funding for the Homeland Security Department unstuck. Democrats are blocking a vote on a GOP-backed budget that would overturn President Barack Obama's executive action on immigration. Forecasters say parts of the South can expect wintry conditions. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are expected in parts of North Carolina and South Carolina, all the way to the coast. Farther west, parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi have been under advisories. North Texas got glazed by freezing rain on Monday, snarling traffic and scrambling airline schedules. A single mother of four young children who lives in a trailer in a small North Carolina town is one of three winners in the $564 million jackpot drawn earlier this month. Marie Holmes will take a lump sum payment of about $88 million after taxes.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at diabetic99.com. Watch for free at diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
A California congressman wants a hearing on a superbug outbreak. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports.
Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu was asking the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to look into what the Food and Drug Administration is doing to prevent more superbug infections after a deadly outbreak at a Los Angeles hospital linked to tainted medical scopes. There have been similar outbreaks in three other hospitals in recent years. The FDA issued an alert last week after seven patients at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center got infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria known as carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE. Two people died. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
UCLA says it properly cleaned the devices known as duodenoscopes. The FDA has acknowledged that the scopes can be hard to clean, but says pulling the devices off the market would prevent people from getting life-saving procedures. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Three small rockets carrying a secret project for the U.S. military are scheduled to launch into space before dawn Tuesday, and late-night sky watchers on the East Coast may be able to see them. As part of an undisclosed project by the Department of Defense, DOD, three Terrier Oriole suborbital rockets are scheduled to launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia between 12:30 and 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. According to the news release from NASA, the rockets will reach altitudes that should make them visible from southern New Jersey down to the northeast corner of North Carolina. All three rockets are scheduled to launch within a one-minute window on Tuesday morning. The DOD will not broadcast the launches or provide specific launch times, according to NASA. At the request of DOD project managers, no real launch time status updates will be available, NASA said in a statement. The launches will not be shown live on the internet, nor will the launch status updates be provided on social media once the countdown begins. The NASA Visitor Center at Wallops will not be open for viewing the launches. The launches were scheduled to take place on Monday morning, but they were delayed due to weather. Terrier Oriole rockets are frequently used for launching science experiments into suborbital flight. The rockets are not powerful enough to reach orbital altitudes. They can reach altitudes of up to 211 miles while carrying payloads of up to 1,500 pounds.
Time is 10:34. It's time for our Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 11 degrees in clear skies, zero winds, calm winds in Flemington. Today is February 24th, Tuesday, and we expect lots of sunshine and a high of 23 today, so you've got 12 more degrees to go. Winds will be south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A few clouds and a low of 14 tonight, winds south-southwest at 5 to 10. Generally sunny tonight, tomorrow, despite a few afternoon clouds and a high around 35. On Thursday, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 28. Friday, the 27th, will be 27 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Last day of February, February 28th, mainly sunny and a high of 30. First day of March, some sun in the morning, increasing clouds during the afternoon, but a high of 38. Freezing rain scheduled for Sunday night into Monday morning. And right now I see 2 to 4 inches of snow on Tuesday into Tuesday night. It's a long ways off, though. Temperatures in our area, 11 in Raritan, 11 in Quakertown, 15 in Highbridge, 14 in Reddington, 14 in Ringo, 17 on our western border, Frenchtown, Stockton, and Lambertville. Time for more of Tech Today on HuntChamberRadio.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tech Today. We're talking a lot about the plight of Windows. Windows 8 has never made a success. I'm sure Microsoft would argue that. A lot of people have stayed with Windows 7, but some of the support for Windows 7 has been expired. Windows 8 has been changed to 8.1 with the addition of the start button that vanished when Windows 8 showed up. And Microsoft had decided to abandon Windows 9, at least the number, and the next Microsoft version is actually called Windows 10. I guess they wanted that nice round number for a redo. And so this article here from CNN Money says that upgrading from Windows 7 or 8, you'll love Windows 10. David Goldman of CNN Money wrote this article, and he says, if you're a Windows 8 user and you're still using Windows 7, either way, you're going to love Windows 10. Over the 6 years since Windows 7 was released, Microsoft has made its PC operating systems far more intuitive and powerful by packing it with tablet and smartphone-like features. A lot of those features debuted with Windows 8, but they still weren't working perfectly. Microsoft went back to the drawing board with Windows 10 to develop an operating system that will be familiar to Windows 7 users, but doesn't compromise on modern features. Microsoft 10 has a start menu, just like Windows 7, only better. That was the big sticking point for Windows 8. On the left Start Menu column, you'll find a list of the most used apps, most visited folders, and recently added software. There's also a button that will show you all the apps in a single list. On the right part of the Start Menu, there's a grid of app tiles that you can arrange however you like. The live tiles will show you updates, such as the latest stock prices, the last show you were watching on Netflix, social media updates, weather, news, sports scores. If you want, you can take the Start Menu full screen by clicking the Expand button. It's kind of like having a tablet or smartphone screen for a desktop. But crucially, it's only there if you want it. The default is the familiar Windows desktop experience. Windows 10 provides some design changes that Windows 7 users will welcome. For example, taskbar icons glow at the bottom when they are open, but only the app icon that is currently being used is completely highlighted. In Windows 7, all open apps are highlighted confusingly. Folder icons are far less glitzy and much more intuitive in Windows 10, making it much easier to view the contents of the folder at a glance before you open it. Gone is the confusing and redundant libraries directory. The task manager is also much simpler to use. Windows 7 users should be unafraid of upgrading when Windows 10 hits store shelves later this year. There is a handy, hardly any learning curve, and the new bells and whistles alone are definitely worth checking out. So for Windows 8, here are big differences you'll notice in Windows 10. Windows 8's odds tablet-style layout was confusing to Windows 8 Windows diehards. You won't find Windows 10 difficult to use. Windows 10 boots straight to the desktop, and it stays there. Yeah, that was the, everybody was counting on the desk, the old Windows 7 desktop to be there, and when those tiles showed up, it drove everybody crazy. Personally, because I know the Windows operating system pretty well, I found it really hard to find anything when the tiles were all there, and I had to keep going back to the back part of the operating system to play with the desktop instead of the tiles menu. If you have a convertible laptop or Windows tablet, Windows 10 has a tablet mode that recognizes when there is no keyboard or mouse present, but rather then make two separate tablet and desktop interfaces like Microsoft did with Windows 8. Microsoft chose to make the Windows 10 desktop and apps more finger-friendly for tablet users. They only morph a little to fit the device they're running on. So if you download a modern app from the Windows Store, it will run in a window just like standard Windows software. The only difference is that as a diagonal arrow button between the close button and the expand button at the top right of the window that will take the app into tablet mode, going full screen, but you can easily get out of that by moving the mouse to the top of the screen and clicking the button again. Yeah, that's typical for what we've seen on many tablets. Windows 8 is unhelpful charm bar has been replaced with the Windows 10 Action Center. There you get notifications and access to handy quick settings such as brightness controls, airplane mode, Wi-Fi, and tablet mode toggles. Also different is Windows 8's app choosing feature that's let you go back to the last used app by swiping it from the left. It also has been replaced with a far more useful display of all your open apps on a single screen. Touchscreen users can access the Action Center with a swipe in the right, just as they can view at the open apps by swiping in from the left. But mercifully, Windows 10 put buttons to both on the taskbar so that mouse and keyboard users won't accidentally launch those features by putting the cursor too far to the left or right. Windows 10's new features. Windows 10 isn't just about correcting Windows 8's mistakes. There are new features that Windows 8 users will love. The coolest new feature is Cortana, Windows 10's version of Siri, which appears next to the start button on the taskbar. She has a sense of humor. I know Siri, but I don't know her. Know her, if you can get what I mean. Cortana says in response to an obvious question, but addition to banking voice commands and queries, the search feature is genuinely helpful. It will search your apps, the Windows Store, the web, and the files to answer queries. It's a super quick way to launch any app. Just start typing and hit enter and when the app appears. And like Windows 8's outstanding search function, Cortana can help you access deeply hidden settings with a few keyboard strokes, helping you avoid hunting and pecking through control panel settings. Windows 10 also comes with multiple desktops, which is helpful for cleaning up messy workspaces. I have been testing the preview version of Windows 10 for a few weeks. There are plenty of things not to like, including the fact that they still can't access all the settings from the Settings app. We'll cover more of those hits and misses in a fuller version of Microsoft gets closer to releasing Windows 10. But the preview has shown the author enough to confidently say that Windows 10 will be a breeze to use, a welcome change to both Windows 7 and 8 users, and a big hit for Windows. And I had reported, though, I think last week, I had heard that Microsoft was considering actually releasing Windows 10 for free for the first year. So if they can get some of the bugs out, it might be a great opportunity to make that quick upgrade. All right, where are we? We are at 10:44. We need to take another quick break. Station ID, I'll be back with more of Tech Today, and we'll talk about how to check if your PC has Superfish security flaws right after this. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're finishing up with our Tuesday show here, February 24th. Last show of February already. My goodness, we'll be back on March 3rd. A couple more things to go over. One that I definitely want to go over is how to test your PC for the new Superfish security vulnerability. Thorin Klausowski of Lifehacker wrote this on Thursday last week, and he says, security researchers have discovered a vulnerability in a piece of adware called Superfish that makes your computer vulnerable to all kinds of attacks. Superfish ships preloaded on many Lenovo computers, which has made the headlines, and as soon as it was discovered, well, it's been discovered for a while, but as soon as it made the media, Lenovo magically decided to stop preloading it. But can also be installed on any machine. Here's what is going on and how to test if you're infected. So what is Superfish? Superfish is basically your run-of-the-mill adware software, but with some big security holes. Lenovo pre-installed it on some computers sold between October 2014 and December 2014, but any Windows computer can be infected. At its core, Superfish is meant to place advertisements in your web browser. The problem is that the software already also intercepts encrypted traffic, which opens up your computer to man-in-the-middle attacks, which work similar to Heartbleed. Remember that one from about a year ago? The complete guide to avoiding this is not only that, but Superfish also intercepts HTTPS connections. That's security transmissions to read and work with normal web pages. However, HTTPS is supposed to be encrypted when you are, say, going to your bank account or going to your stock portfolio or going to see your medical information. So you're supposed to log in with an HTTPS connection instead of an HTTP. However, Superfish intercepts that. A post over by Errata Security shows that the HTTPS certificate is incredibly easy to crack, which makes you even more vulnerable. For example, security research Chris Palmer found that when he visited Bank of America's website on a computer with Superfish installed, the bank certificate was signed by Superfish rather than VeriSign. This means attackers could use the certificate to create fake HTTPS websites that grab your passwords or even create viruses that are signed to look legitimate. A lot of times you'll get, or occasionally you'll get, a complaint by your website that says that the certificate of the website doesn't match the website itself, and you'll be asked whether you want to proceed. This is bypassing all that by tricking your browser into thinking that it's going to the right place because the certificate matches the fake website and your browser is happy. Lenovo has released a list of infected machines here in this part of this article, but it's still worth following the instructions below just to double check. How do you test your computer? Well, you head to LastPass, Internet Explorer or Chrome to test if your computer has Superfish installed. It won't work on Firefox. If you get a no, you're good. If you get a yes, continue to step two. So you have to go to, let me get the link here for you, see if it's something that's readable. It is filippo.io/badfish. All right, so Filippo is spelled FILIPPO.io. It is part of this Lifehacker article, and I will publish this article on the Tech Today Facebook page if you wish to follow it. Open the Windows Start menu. So this is step two if you got a yes. Open the Windows Start menu or Start screen and search for Uninstall a Program and launch it. Right-click on Superfish, Inc. Visual Discovery, and select Uninstall, and then enter your administrative password. Next, you need to uninstall the certificates. Head back to the Start menu and search for CertificateManager.msc and launch it. Click on Trusted Root Certificate Authorities and open Certificates. Look for any certificates that include Superfish, Inc., and right-click to delete them. Restart your browser, then head back to Link to Step 1 to test your computer. With that, your system should be clean of Superfish. If you are on Firefox or Thunderbird, you may want to check their certificate stores too using other instructions that are included. So there you have it. It's out there, and you could have it accidentally, and that could be dangerous. So it's easy to do. Requires a couple of steps. You might need to do a little extra research if you're not very familiar with some of the steps that were talked about dealing with certificates. But the possibility of not doing it and the ramifications and consequences of that are worse. So you have it, Superfish. And Lenovo, shame on you for allowing that to even be part of the operating system. That's just sad. Oh, we're in the middle of tax season, and the Treasury Department has been very generous in making sure that if you need to pay them, they'll accept PayPal now. Treasury Department accepts PayPal, furthering push to go paperless. So pay.gov, a government website that collects payments to federal agencies, has added PayPal and Dwolla to its list of options. You'll now know, be able to pay off certain bills to the government via PayPal. The U.S. Department of Treasury announced on Wednesday that its pay.gov payment site will now accept PayPal and Dwolla. Both services let you send money online to individuals, businesses, and now the U.S. government without having to deal with checks or credit or debit cards. The government's goal is to move further away from paper-based transactions and more towards electronic ones, which is considered more efficient and secure. In 2014, the Treasury Department's Fiscal Service Office handled $3.73 trillion in revenue by processing 400 million transactions through such programs as pay.gov. Almost 98%, or $3.69 trillion, were settled electronically. At pay.gov, you can pay off certain government loans, medical expenses, fines, and debts. You can pay for requests under the Freedom of Information Act, and also make donations to certain government-funded organizations, such as the National Endowment for the Arts. The new PayPal option is already in place. For example, when I tried to make a donation to the NEA, I was given a choice of three different payment options: bank account, debit or credit card, or PayPal. So there you have it. Moving on to that, government's finally getting into the 21st century. And last but not least, 7 awesome paid iPhone apps that are free for a limited time could save you $66. Zach Epstein reported on the 19th from BGR News that there are a number of apps available that you might want to consider. The first one is Air Radio Pro, normally $1.99, the global advanced internet radio tuner with the function of the recording on your phone, iPod Touch. The second one, well, let's get to my... They're all in different orders here, so let's get the rest of them. Where's the rest of my apps, guys? You're hiding them from me. Oh, there we go. Read more. That makes sense. Moving on is Groceries. It's a 99-cent app featured by Apple as new and noteworthy and best new apps. Most easy-to-use smart shopping list for your iPhone. Download this app now to improve shopping experience. Prague House Party is a $29.99 app. Welcome to Prague House Party by Mix DJ. The DJs and DJ mixes, iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, foremost applications to listen to and discover thousands of new Prague House DJs and DJ mixes. Step It, normally 99 cents, for users, a really beautiful way to share messages with friends and family. Say anything in 3 simple steps with Step It. Create directions, give advice, tell a joke, be cute, be informative, or be funny. Sticky Notes HD is 99 cents. New way to interact with notes. Take unlimited notes with a unique and accurate way. No more boring notes. Moving on to Jungle Party. Welcome to Jungle Party by Mix DJ. The DJs and DJ mixes iPhone, iPad, and iPhone Touch. Foremost application to listen to and discover thousands of new Jungle DJs and DJ mixes. And Weight Tracker, 99 cents. Weight Tracker is the simplest way to track your weight on your phone. Choose to receive a notification to remind you to weigh yourself in the morning. Insert the weight and let Weight Tracker do the rest. Your weight is saved to the default health app, and a graph of your history is drawn. The latest data and the average will be calculated for you. So 7 apps that are free at this particular point. Go and check them out, download them, and apparently they're all highly rated, so you'd hate to miss out on that. Well, it's time for me to switch on over to the studio. The Somethings About Money team will be taking over from here, so I'll leave you with my ending statement of do not fear technology, use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you today. I'll be back again next Tuesday, March 3rd, on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Stay tuned for us to switch over to the studio with Some Things About Money and then Food for Thought at noon.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day.
the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee and...
Interested in a proposal by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who hopes to get funding for the Homeland Security Department unstuck. Democrats are blocking a vote on a GOP